In August, Daniel McCollum's wife, Shakira Tucker, went into a Sandy Springs DMV office and showed workers her Massachusetts marriage certificate. Tucker asked to have her name changed to reflect both her and McCollum's last names. Eventually, McCollum says Tucker was allowed to hyphenate her last name on her license.
The man who helped her said, you know, I don't want to get in trouble. So he went and asked his manager for approval, and he came back and said, it's fine. So he went ahead and changed her name.
About a month later, McCollum went to the same DMV office and also tried to have her last name changed. Instead, McCollum says she was read the department's policy prohibiting the change for married same-sex couples.
They looked at my marriage certificate and said that they would not be able to change my name.
And when she asked a manager why her wife was allowed to change her name, but she wasn't,
she said that they changed my wife's name in error.
McCollum says she felt discriminated against.
It felt like they were not only not sympathetic, but that they agreed with the policy. It was the worst day I think I've ever had.
Now McCollum has launched a campaign on change.org, asking the Georgia Department of Driver Services to change its policy.
The IRS and the U.S. Department of Treasury now will allow married couples to file regardless of the state they live in. And, you know, Section 3 of DOMA was repealed. So Georgia needs to update their outdated policies and laws.
WABE spoke to the Department of Driver Services, but was referred to the Georgia Attorney General's office. On its website, the department says, quote, by state law, same-sex marriage certificates cannot be accepted for name changes. WABE contacted the Attorney General's office, which responded with a 2004 amendment to the state's constitution prohibiting same-sex marriage. The amendment does not specifically address driver's licenses. Michelle Worth, WABE News.